Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿平安与喜乐带领带到大家.
Praise and thank God that so many of us can come here to have fellowship with one another on this day of Sabbath.
非常感谢神，让我们今天在安息日可以大家聚在一起，互相团契.
Tonight, we'd like to continue to share with you the beatitudes of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天晚上我们要继续与大家分享耶稣基督的八福.
Let's turn the book of Matthew chapter 5.
我们请翻开马太福音的第五章.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 20.
马太福音第五章第二十节.
Verse 20.
第二十节.
For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国.
So we know that the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee are the law.
我们知道文士与法利赛人的义就是律法.
But our righteousness must exceed their righteousness if we want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
可是我们如果要进天国的话，我们的义一定要超过于他们的义.
Now when our Lord Jesus Christ come to fulfill all this law.
那我们耶稣基督来是要完成这些律法.
So what we need to do is within our heart, we need to love our fellow men.
那我们要做的就是我们从心里面要爱世人.
And in our heart, we need to love God.
我们从心里面也要真心的爱神.
So now, not only that we should not do it physically, but also we should not do it inside our hearts.
所以有很多事情我们不止 身体不能去犯，我们的心也要保守住。
For example, the Old Testament says you should not murder.
那比如说, 旧约说你们不可杀人。
If we are angry with our fellow brethren with our cause, we are also in danger of judgment.
可是后来耶稣也说，在向弟兄随便动怒的，也要难免受审判。
And to be angry is with inside our hearts.
如果在心里面生气的话,
then also said you should not commit adultery. This is the Old Testament.
那在旧约也说不可以行奸淫.
But we should not lust, look at a person and lust after them.
那我们也不可以在心里面看到人就动了淫念.
To lust is to have something to do with our heart.
那这种动淫念是在心里面的事.
And then in verse 43,
我们再接下来继续看43节.
So you have heard it was said you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
这边告诉我们说要爱你们的邻舍和你们的仇敌.
But our righteousness has to exceed beyond this.
可是我们的义要胜于这个.
In verse 44, Lord Jesus Christ said, But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you.
所以在44节，耶稣基督告诉我们要爱你们的仇敌，要为那逼迫你们的祷告。
And do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you.
那要, was that a verse?
Yeah, verse 44, I'm sorry.
Yes,
second half was 44.
在44节这里说要爱你们的仇敌，为了逼迫你们的祷告。
And the reason we want to do this, that we can be called sons of our heavenly from our heavenly Father.
那这样子就可以做你们天父的儿子，也可以叫。
Because as is a heavenly Father, He is full of love.
因为我们的天父是充满爱的。
Because He makes His Son rise on the even on the good.
那因为他神让日头照好人也照坏人.
And send rain on the just and on the unjust.
那降雨给义人也给不义的人.
Then verse 46, if you love those who love you, what reward have you?
那在46节这里说, 如果你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢?
Not even the tax collector do the same.
税吏不也是这样行吗?
So we greet those who greet us, what reward do we have?
那如果我们只跟那些跟我们打招呼的人打招呼，那这样子有什么奖赏呢?
Even the sinners can greet those who greet them.
就算罪人也是这样子行的.
Then verse 48 says, Therefore you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
那在48节这里说，你们要完全，就像你们的天父完全一样。
Of course, there's in many aspects we cannot be perfect just like God.
其实在很多地方我们都不能像神一样完全。
But when it comes to love, we should be able to perfect our love toward one another.
可是如果讲到爱心的话，我们要彼此行完全的爱心。
Because God is the source of love.
因为神是
And His Spirit is inside every single one of us.
那神的灵也在我们每一个人心中.
But in verse chapter 6,
那我们再看第六章这里,
to verse 1 to verse 4,
1到4节,
this is the thing that we should do to please God.
那这里是要告诉我们要怎么行才能够让神喜悦.
Instead of pleasing men, we need to focus to please God.
我们不是要顾着讨人的喜欢, 而是要讨人的神的开心.
And only then we can truly store our treasure in heaven.
因为只有这样子我们才能积财宝在天上.
That's why in chapter 6 verse 1,
那我们可以看6章第1节,
say, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them, otherwise you have no reward from your Father in heaven.
6章1节, 你们要小心不可以将善事行在人的面前故意将他们看见若是这样就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。
And this teaching, it goes against the worldly teaching.
那这个教训是跟世上的想法不一样的。
Because a lot of time when we do something good, we always, you know, in the world, they always teach us, we must tell people we have done something good.
因为有的时候我们做一些好事在这世界上的教导是要告诉别人的。
That's why so many churches in the world, when you offer some kind of offering to church, you always know how much you're offering to that church.
所以在这世界上有很多教会，当你奉献给教会的钱的时候，教会都会公布出来。
And sometimes they even have plaques on the wall how much you have donated to the church.
那他们在墙上有的时候也会放奖牌，告诉大家这个人捐了多少钱。
But praise and thank God, at church we do not do this kind of thing.
那感谢赞美神，在我们的教会我们并不这么做。
Because in verse 2 said, therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as a hypocrite do in the synagogue and in the street, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward.
所以在第二节这里说，所以你施舍的时候，不可以在你面前吹号，像那假冒为善的人在会堂里和街道所行的，故意要人得人的荣耀。我实在告诉你们。
When I was going to the Greek Orthodox Church,
那我以前参加东正教的时候，
of course, every time I go to the services, they always pass some basket around for donation.
那我们每次聚会的时候，他们都有在大家那边传一个篮子。
And not only one basket, but usually 3-4 baskets.
他不只传一个篮子要捐钱，有时候是3个或4个。
But I remember during that time when we usually offer the money and put in a basket, whoever have only like $1 bill, right? They usually pack it very tight, so you just put it, no one can see it.
那如果那时候要奉献给教会的时候，如果有人只有一块钱的钞票，他们就会把它折得很小，赶快丢进去，让不要让人家看见。
But some people who donate $5, $10, they would, you know, leave it open, right? They don't fold, but they you know, before they put in the basket, everybody know how much money they put in the basket.
那如果有人要放比较大的钞票的时候，他们就不折起来，让大家可以看到。
But when I first came to our church,
那我刚来我们教会的时候，
the thing that surprises me is no basket, you know, going around.
那我第一件觉得惊讶的事情就是他们我们教会没有传篮子。
I think for the first several months, I never heard the church mention about money.
那好几个月了都没有听过教会讲奉献的事。
And this is really impressive for me from the beginning.
那我一开始我觉得这件事情非常值得敬佩。
Of course, even though I did not know the teaching of God.
那时候我虽然不了解神的教训。
But then I find out the reason we do this because we want to do a charitable deed in secret.
后来我才知道原来我们这样子行是因为我们要在暗地里行善事。
If you do a charitable deed in secret, then our Heavenly Father will reward us openly.
这样子如果我们在暗地里做好事的话，我们的天父也会在明处奖赏我们。
But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know your right hand is doing. Verse 4.
第四节。
That your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. So we see in these two verses, this is the reason why we should do charitable deed in secret.
那这里就是在刚刚马太福音6章的3到4节，这里就是告诉我们为什么要在暗地里行善事。
We know our brothers and sisters in Africa, they are very poor.
我们知道非洲的弟兄姐妹他们的环境比较不好。
In early years when our gospel was preached there, because every time they after service, they always, you know, do offering.
那我们刚教道理刚传到那边的时候，每次聚完会大家都要奉献。
Usually when they do this kind of offering, they would dance. Usually they put a can like in the middle of the room, then they would all dance around it and with a drum.
那他们通常就会把一个小罐子放在房间中央，然后大家围着那个罐子一起跳舞打鼓。
Because at the time they did not really know the teaching of God.
那他们那时候并不了解神的道理。
Because they want to show off to all the brothers and sisters how much they put in that can.
全教会的人都看到我们，他们可以放多少钱在那罐子里。
By time I was there, actually they don't do things like this anymore.
可是感谢神，我后来去的时候，他们已经不这么做了。
Because say here, even if you do charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
因为圣经这里告诉我们，我们施舍的时候，不要让左手知道右手所做的。
Of course, left hand and right hand from the same body.
那我们当然知道左手跟右手是从同一个身体出来。
And just like for us, even though we are brothers and sisters.
就像我们一样，我们虽然是弟兄姐妹。
So when we do cheerful deed, when we make an offer to God, when we do anything that is good, we should not sound a trumpet. We should not, you know, let other people see it.
所以当我们施舍或行善的时候，我们不应该在我们面前吹号。
But praise and thank God, I think in this area, our church has been very wonderful.
那感谢赞美神，我觉得在我们这一区，我们教会都很好。
Just like in San Jose, many brothers and sisters offer so much money, for the church.
那就像在圣何西教会那边，很多弟兄姐妹捐了非常多的钱给教会。
But you can never find out who is the one that offered the money.
那我们可是都不会知道到底是谁捐的这些钱。
For example, the rug that they put there, the new rug that they put in San Jose.
Carpet?
Yeah, carpet, yes. I just heard that some of the members donate the money. I don't know how much, like $20,000 for that.
那我知道就有信徒是奉献的那一些，可能大概有要$20,000
左右。But praise thank God, even though I'm a worker, I never heard, you know, I never know who offered.
那也感谢赞美神，就算我是传道，我也不知道这些是从谁捐来的。
The same thing with the Infinity when they offer the, they offer the Infinity to the church for the church in use.
那就像之前有人捐了一台车给教会。
The time nobody knew who offered.
那时候大家也都不知道是谁捐的。
So praise and thank God, we really can be able to fulfill God's righteousness.
所以感谢赞美神，我们在这边都可以行出神的义。
So we be able to do this, we truly can have reward in the heavenly kingdom.
因为我们这样做的话，我们就可以积财宝在天上。
So may God continue to guide us and give us the wisdom to do this always.
所以求神继续带领，让我们赐给我们智慧，能够做好事。
I remember one time, in a church, this couple they just sold their house for a profit.
我还记得有一次在教会有一对夫妻，他们刚卖了房子，赚了很多钱。
And everybody know that, you know, they sold their house and they had some, they gained some profit.
那大家都知道他们刚卖了房子，也赚了一些钱。
So this means that they offer a lump sum to, for an offering. This means everybody would know who they are.
那这样子，如果这时候他们在奉献的时候，大家就知道他们是谁奉献的。
But during this time, they just offer right very regularly for for several months, so no one knows who making this kind of offering.
那他们就把要奉献的钱分开来好几成，变成好几个月一起在奉献，这样就大家看不到那一大笔钱出来。
So really, praise and thank God that our members have this kind of heart.To do what's right in the eyes of God.
那感谢赞美神，我们都可以，我们的信徒都可以这样子行，在神眼中得喜神喜悦的事。
So if we do a charitable deed, we must do it in secret.
那如果我们做善事施舍的时候，我们一定要在暗中来行。
Then from verse 5 to verse 8.
那这里在讲五节到第八节这里。
And it says here, and when you pray, you should not be like the hypocrite, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the corners of the street, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward.
第五节，你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。
So say here, when we pray, we should not like be the like the hypocrites.
那在这里说，我们祷告的时候，不可像假冒为善的人一样。
For a hypocrite, they only love to pray when they're standing in the synagogue and on the corner of the streets.
那这些假冒为善的人，他们只有在会堂里和十字路口上才要祷告。
And a hypocrite only love to pray when they are seen by other people.
那这些假冒为善的人，也只有在人家看得见的时候，他喜欢祷告。
Of course, if they be seen by other people, then that's their reward.
那如果他们被人家看见了，实际上他们呢，就是他们的赏赐。
Because men will give them glory.
因为人就会给他们荣耀。
Oh, you're such a wonderful person, you pray so much.
人就会夸奖他们说，你人很好，祷告那么多。
But in verse 6, the Lord Jesus Christ said, but when you pray, go into your room.
可是在第六节这里，耶稣告诉我们，祷告的时候要进入内屋。
And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
告诉我们要关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
And this is also very important.
这也是非常重要的。
So when we pray, we must go into a room.
所以我们祷告的时候要进到内屋里。
That's why every year during NYTS, we also have very difficulty, because during fast and pray, we always invite people to come up to pray.
所以每次在学生年会的时候，进食祷告的时候，我们都有一些困难，因为大家都是要上前来祷告。
Of course, sometimes some workers say, this doesn't seem right.
那有的时候有些工人就觉得这好像不太对。
Because when we pray, we should go into an inner room and pray.
因为我们祷告的时候，我们应该要进到内屋里去祷告。
So because of this, during prayer, we should not pray openly to other people to see.
所以我们祷告的时候不应该在外面祷告给大家看。
But actually, for me, I think when I say here, when you have shut your door, this means for me, it shut the door of your heart.
那对我来讲，我觉得这里讲的关上门是关上我们的心门。
Because when we shut the door of our heart, then we pray to God, then the world cannot interrupt us.
那如果我们祷告的时候把我们的心门关上，这样子世界就不能干扰我们。
But of course, even that is so. That's why during NYTI, sometimes we really in a dilemma. What is the right thing to do in the eyes of God?
那有所以有的时候在学生联会的时候，我们都是犹豫不决，不知道要怎么行才是得神的喜悦。
Because chapter 6 verse 16 say, Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrite with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that it may appear to men to be fasting.
因为在这里也有十六节也说，你们进食的时候不可像那假冒为善的人，把脸上带着愁容。
So we know during NYTS, sometimes some students they fast and pray 3-4 days at a time.
在学生联会的时候，有些学员他们也会进食祷告好几天。
But is it the right thing? Is it the right motive when they pray? They come up and pray, and anybody else see them that they are fasting and pray?
那这样子到底对不对呢？因为他们在进食祷告的时候，他们也会上前来，让大家都可以看得到他们在进食祷告。
So that's why this year is at the graduate program.
所以这次在我们的那些神学训练班的毕业生
，during fasts and prayer, we do not designate in front of chapel to pray.
那我们进食祷告的时候，我们就没有叫他们到会堂前面来。
But rather we go there's a designated room for people to go pray, so no one knows who's praying or not.
那所以，可是我们叫他们到一个指定的房间去祷告，这样子祷告的时候就不知道有谁在进食祷告了。
So the same thing when we inside the church.
那我们在教会的时候也是一样。
It doesn't mean when a person come up to pray that God hear them much more.
我们上前来祷告的时候，并不是代表上前来的人神就会比较好。
And it doesn't matter if you pray back there, that means God will not listen to you. It's not like that.
在后面祷告的时候，也不代表神并不听你祷告。
But sometimes the reason we invite members to come up to pray, sometimes it's just we can be more focused because the voice is stronger.
那有的时候我们请大家一起上前来祷告的原因是希望大家聚在一起一起同声祷告的时候会比较容易专心。
And then it's also much easier for the minister to lay hands. They don't need to walk around everywhere, right? Just up here.
因为大家都在前面的时候，传道们要按手也比较容易。
But do not think that up here is bad or over there is not as bad. No, everywhere is the same because God is everywhere.
那并不能想说上前来祷告就比较好，因为神是到处都有的。
But the most important thing when we kneel down and pray, our heart had to be shut off.From the things of this world.
可最重要的是，我们祷告的时候要关上心门，不要被世界干扰。
And then when we pray in secret, this means when God knows our heart, then He will reward us for what we have done.
那我们要在暗处祷告的时候，神知道我们的内心，所以神会在暗处报答我们。
Then chapter 6 verse 7 says, "When you pray, do not use vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words."
那在这里。六章第七节也说你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复话。
So I know when I first came to Christ I was preaching to my co-worker. She also a Christian.
那我还记得我刚来信主的时候，有一次我在跟我同事传
道。 And I was sharing with her that when you pray you must repeat to say hallelujah.
那她也是基督徒，那我跟她说我们祷告的时候要重复的说哈利路亚。
And then the time she showed me this verse, she said, Woody, when you pray you should not use vain repetition. This means you should not repeat all the time.
那时候她就告诉我，指出这一节圣经说祷告的时候不可以这样子重复话讲。
Of course, and during that time I did not know what to say to her.
那时候我也不知道怎么回答她。
And then I realized when we say hallelujah it's not vain repetition.
那后来我就知道了，我们说哈利路亚并不只是说重复话。
Is to praise the Lord.
因为哈利路亚是赞美的神。
And you see in the book of Revelation, the living creatures, the saints, they say hallelujah to praise God.
那我们也可以在启示录看到那些活物跟圣徒，他们也都是不断的说哈利路亚赞美神。
When we kneel down and pray, God already knows what we need.
因为我们向来祷告的时候，神已经知道我们心里需要什么了。
So when we pray, the only thing that we should do really to praise His name.
那我们祷告的时候，我们只需要赞美神的名。
Because He already knows everything that's inside our hearts.
那神因为他已经知道我们内心一切所想的。
And there's a really good example of this teaching in the book of Luke.
那在路加福音有一个关于这个很好的教训。
If you go to Luke chapter 18.
我们到路加福音的18章这里。
Luke chapter 18, verse 9 to verse 14.
路加福音18章9到14节。
And we know this is a parable about a Pharisee and a tax collector.
这里讲说有一个法利赛人和税吏的比喻。
Then in verse 9, Jesus said, also he spoke this parable to some who trusted themselves that they were righteous and despised others.
这九节这里耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人藐视别人的。
So we know that a righteous person, they always want to show off to other people.
那我们知道义人有的时候就会想要告诉大家他是义人。
Because if they were not righteous and then they have nothing to boast about.
因为如果他自己是不义的人的话，也没什么好夸口的。
And meanwhile, because they want to be boastful and then on the end, actually, God is not pleased.
可是有的时候这些人在外面得到了骄傲，但神却不开心。
That's why in verse 10 said, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and other a tax collector.
所以这里第十节说有两个人上殿去祷告，有一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
Of course, the Pharisee, they don't want to know the word of God.
那我们知道法利赛人非常清楚圣经的教训。
And the tax collector, they're only known by just a sinner.
那税吏通常大家都认为他们是罪人。
But in verse 11 is very interesting.
可是我们再看到十一节非常有意思。And
it said the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterer, or even this tax collector.
那在十一节这里，法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说：神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏。So
this Pharisee, even though he was thinking, he thought that he was praying to God.
所以这个法利赛人虽然他以为他是向神在祷告，
But in reality, he just prayed to himself.
可是事实上他只是在向他自己祷告。
Because in verse 11 said the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself.
因为在这里说法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告。
So this means when he prayed, actually God did not open his ears to hear what he had to say.
那他祷告的时候，神并没有打开耳朵听他的内容。
First, already he was so proud.
因为他一开始就非常的骄傲。
Because he said, I'm not like any other men.
因为他这边他就说我不像别人一样。
All the other men, they're extortioners, they're unjust, adulterer, even this tax collector, he's a sinner.
他这边就讲说别人都勒索不义奸淫，我也不像这个税吏。
And then in verse 12, he said, I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess.
十二节他又加了说我一个礼拜禁食两次，我所得的都捐了十分之一。
You can see, so when he fasts, he's blown a trumpet.
所以他在这边祷告的时候，他这边禁食的时候，也都是希望别人知道。
And when he gives tithes, he's also blown a trumpet.
他在这边所捐的钱，他也要在这边前面敲锣打鼓的。
But the tax collector, on the other hand,
可是这个另外一边，这个税吏，
he said in verse 13, he stand afar off.
这边十三节说税吏远远地站着。
And during time, because he knows he's a sinner, he will not so much raise his eyes to heaven.
那他税吏知道自己是罪人，所以连举目望天也不敢。
But during time, he did not say much.
他那时候并没有讲太多。
All he said is that God be merciful to me, a sinner.
他只是捶着胸说：神啊，开恩可怜我这罪人。
Then in verse 14, Jesus said that the man who is justified is the tax collector and not the Pharisees.
可是十四节这里耶稣告诉我们，回家去的这个税吏算为义了。
So that's why when we do charitable deed,
所以我们在行好事的时候，
we should not let anyone know if we can help it.
那我们要尽量的不要让别人知道。
Even with our fellow brethren,
就算是我们的弟兄姐妹也一样。 就算我们在禁食祷告的时候，
we try to do our best not to let anyone know.
我们也要努力的不要让别人知道。
Because if we do this, and then the Heavenly Father will reward us.
因为如果我们这样行的话，我们的天父就会报答我们。
Let's go back to Matthew chapter 6, verse 16.
我们再翻回马太福音第6章的16节。
You can see this a person who fasts, and if they are hypocrite, they will have a face like a sad countenance.
那在这里说禁食的时候，如果那个人是假冒为善的人，他脸上就带着愁容。
And then they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting.
因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看得出他们在禁食。
So you can see we should not follow this kind of person who fast and pray.
所以这边告诉我们，进食祷告的时候不可以像这样子做。Of course,
sometimes when you fast, especially for 2-3 days, obviously people know that you look tired, you don't look that healthy.
当然有的时候进食了很好一阵子以后，别人一定看得出来会很累，看起来不太健康。But
that is the time, actually, like in verse 17, but you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face.
可是在17节这里告诉我们，进食的时候要梳头洗脸。
So in other words, try our best not to let anybody know we are fasting and praying to God.
所以我们也是要尽量不要让别人知道我们在跟神进食祷告。
That's why verse 18 says, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in a secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
所以18节这里说, 不要叫人看得出你进食来，只要叫暗中的父看见，暗父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
So from chapter 5, verse 20 to all the way chapter 6, actually verse 34, is about storing treasure in the heavenly kingdom.
所以从第五章的20节一直到这里, 第六章的21节这里都是在讲说，从天上积财宝。
Even though the righteousness that surpassed the righteousness described in Pharisee, but maybe no one knows that we are righteous in that sense.
所以就算我们的义超过了文士与法利赛人的义，我们也不要让别人知道。
Just like when we love our enemy.
就像我们爱仇敌的时候,
who really can see love?
谁可以看见这些爱的?
And who really knows that we love that our enemies?
那谁会知道我们爱仇敌呢?
But for sure, God knows.
当然神是知道的。
So because of this, we can store up a treasure in heaven.
因为这样子，我们就可以积财宝在天上。
Just like we do charitable deeds.
就像我们做好事捐献的时候。
If we do it secret, nobody knows.
我们在暗里做，没人知道。
But God knows.
可是神知道。
Just like when we fast and pray to God, nobody knows.
就像我们进食祷告的时候，别人不知道。
But God knows.
可是神知道。
That's why in chapter 16, verse 19. Matthew chapter 6 verse 19. Do not lay up for yourself treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break and steal.
所以说不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏。
So if we do everything to be seen by men,
所以我们做了这些一切事让人看见的话,
and then we only stored up a treasure on earth,
那这样子我们只是在地上积财宝而已。
And if we store this treasure on earth, then moth and rust destroy, and where thieves can come to break and steal.
那如果我们积财宝在地上的话，有虫子咬，能朽坏，也会有贼来偷。
But if our righteousness exceed the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees,
可是如果我们的义如果能超过文士与法利赛人的义的话,
if we do charitable deed and pray and fast in a secret place,
如果我们行善跟祷告都在暗地里行,
then we are laying up a treasure in heaven.
我们这样就是积财宝在天上了。
And then the treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
那天上就没有虫子咬，也不会朽坏，也没有贼来偷。
And then verse 21 said, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
那21节这里说，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So how do we know we store up treasure in heaven on earth?
那我们要怎么知道我们的财宝是积在地上还是天上呢？
So this means in our life, if we always want to please men,
那我们在我们的一生，如果只是要让别人看见我们的好的话，so
this means our hearts in the place the things of this world.
那这样子就是我们的心就是放在地上。But
if we do everything that we want to please God,
可是如果我们行的一切都是为了要让神喜悦，
then our heart is in the heavenly kingdom.
那就代表我们的心在天上。Because
if we cannot do both.
因为我们没办法两种事都做。
That's why in verse 24 say, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
24节这里说，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个，你们不能侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Even though we won't have, you know, all the good things from both worlds.
虽然我们总是要从两边都得到好处。
This means we want the good things in this life on this earth.
因为我们会想要在这世界上，在这一生得到好处。
And maybe we want reward from men.
我们想要从人这边得到奖赏。
But we cannot serve two masters.
可是我们没办法侍奉两个主。
This means we want to please men, we cannot please God.
因为如果我们要得人喜悦的话，我们就没办法得神喜悦了。
If in this world, our heart cannot be in heaven.
那如果我们的心放在这个地上，我们的心就没办法在天上。
Because no one can serve two masters.
因为没有一个人可以侍奉两个主。
This means we have to make a determination to serve only one master.
所以我们一定要下定决心只侍奉一个主。
Is that to serve God or to serve the things of this world?
我们不是服侍神，就是服侍这地上的事。
We cannot have both.
我们没办法两者兼顾。
Just like Solomon.
就像所罗门王一样。
You know Solomon, he had everything.
我们知道所罗门王有一切。
Of course, even though he had everything, but he also wanted God. Also,
虽然他拥有了一切，他还是想要得到神。
But on the end, it seemed that he lost God and gained the world.
可是最后看起来，他却失去了神，得到了世界。
But we know Paul, he made a great determination.
我们知道使徒保罗，他却下定决心。
That he doesn't want to do anything that belongs to this world.
他不想再做任何属世的事。
And we know his heart is completely in the heavenly kingdom.
我们知道他的心是完完全全的放在天家的。
Because he knows the treasure in heaven, no one can steal, no one can come to take it away from him.
因为他知道天国的财宝是没有办法被偷走的。
So this kind of attitude we need to have.
我们也要有这样的态度。
You can see the world nowadays.
我们可以看到现今的世界。
It seems like everything is in chaos.
每一件事都好像很混乱。
The whole world seems like in chaos.
整个世界都非常的混乱。
The economy doesn't seem to be too good.
经济并没有很好。
And the people seem like they are not joyful, they are not peaceful.
人也看起来不快乐，不平安。
Because of course, all these things belong to the world.
这些都是在世上的事。
And we don't know what's going to go on the tomorrow.
我们也不知道明天会如何。
But if we have our Lord Jesus Christ,
可是如果我们有了耶稣基督,
we have nothing to worry about.
我们就不需要担心什么了。
Because our life is in His hand.
因为我们的生命掌握在他的手上。
And He is the author and finisher of all our faith.
他也是我们信心的掌控者。
So because of this, we should always be very joyful.
因为这样子，所以我们也要随时的喜乐。
That's why from verse 25 to verse 34, it says, "Do not worry about tomorrow."
所以在25到34节这里说，我们不要为明天担忧。
Do not worry what we should eat or we should drink.
不要担心我们要吃什么喝什么。
Or what kind of clothes we put on.
或者是要穿什么。
And verse 26, Jesus said, "Look at the birds in the air."
26节，耶稣说，你们看天上的飞鸟。
They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns.
他们也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓库。
And yet the heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valued than they?
可是我们的天父却尚且养活他，我们不比飞鸟贵重的更多吗？
And in verse 27, even though we can worry so much, but we cannot do anything about it.
27节告诉我们说，我们可以一直担心，可是却没办法得到什么。
Say here, which of you by worrying can add a cubit to his stature?
在这里说，我们哪一个人可以用思虑使岁数增加一刻呢？
Yes, even though sometimes we're only 5 feet tall, but even we want to be 5'1", we cannot.
或者是我们没办法用担心来让自己长高。
Because this is out of our control.
这个是我们无法控制的事。
So the same thing when it comes to life.
对啊，我们这过日子，人生也是这样。
If we worry about tomorrow, then of course we're always going to be unhappy inside our heart.
如果每天都在担心明天的事的话，我们这样心里就没有喜乐。
And when we worry about tomorrow, then sometimes depression will come upon us.
有时候担心明天太多的话，我们也会得到这种忧郁症。
Because a lot of people who have depression because they worry about tomorrow.
很多忧郁症的人都是因为不断的在担心明天。
But it says, look at the bird in the air.
圣经告诉我们要看天上的飞鸟。
They are nothing compared to us.
他们尚且不能跟我们比较。
But God take care of them.
可是神却养活他们。
Of course, all these things God will give to us.
这世上的很多东西神都会给我。
Always going to give us enough food to eat, enough clothes to wear.
神总是会让我们够吃喝。
But what's important is on verse 33.
可是在重要的就是34节这里。
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
在33节这里说，我们要先求神的国和神的义，这些东西都要加给我们了。
So if we seek the kingdom of God first,
所以如果我们先求神的国的话,
then everything that we need, God will give it to us.
那我们一切所需的，神都会加添给我们。
That's why verse 34 said, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow."
对，所以34节这里说，不要为明天忧虑。
For tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
So this is really a great wisdom from our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是神给我们很大的智慧。
Why worry about tomorrow if we have enough worries for today already?
如果我们 今天已经有够多的事要担心了，我们为什么要担心明天的事呢？
Because all the worries for today is already burdensome enough already.
因为今天的难处就很够了。
So let us, when it comes to worries, let us worry about only for today.
那我们担心的时候，只要担心今天的事。
And tomorrow there's also be more worries for us to worry about.
明天自然会有明天的忧虑。
So do not bring worries from tomorrow and bring it to today.
不要把明天的忧虑带来到今天。
If this is the case, then it becomes very burdensome to every single one of us.
那如果是这样子做的话，我们大家都会非常的难过。
So may all of us seek the kingdom of God first.
那愿我们大家都可以先求神的国。
God will take care of the rest.
那让神来带领其他的一切。
Let's rise up and sing hymn 380.
那我们请一起起立唱诗380首。
380.
380首。Stephen.
Yes, Stephen. 380.
380首。
Now we're going to come up and pray together.
那我们现在要一起上前来祷告。
We continue to pray for our brothers and sisters who are.